This file curses you so that you get an erection whenever you see a woman's panties. That's pretty much what it does. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word. So that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. Concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion until there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. so very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
You are totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Feel my voice. Feel it working through your mind, taking control and beginning to make a little change in you. It's a simple one, but it's one that you will not be able to avoid in any way, shape, or form. You see, you are becoming cursed. You are becoming cursed with a tendency. No, not just a tendency. The forceful reality that the moment you see a woman's panties, no matter where you see them, on television, in real life, just before you take them off of a woman, doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, the moment you see those panties, you will immediately get an erection. Does not matter where you are or what you are doing. It does not matter who is around you or what is going on. The moment you see a woman's panties, the moment you see them, you will find yourself becoming impossibly erect. It will be a very hard erection. The moment you see them, you will have images that start flashing through your mind. Sexual images. The images that make you the hardest. The thoughts of sex. The acts, the people, all the things that make you the most erect will start flashing through your mind uncontrollably, and you will find that your penis immediately becomes as hard as a rock. And, to make it worse, it stays that way. It stays that way for a very long time once you've seen those panties. You'll find yourself extremely aroused, extremely horny, and completely unable to hide the fact that you are erect. If you were to find yourself walking into a woman's lingerie store, where you would see those panties immediately, you would not be able to hide your erection from anyone. You would not be able to put your hands over it. You would not be able to avoid the fact that everyone would immediately see the fact that you are hard and erect. There is nothing you can do about that. Women's panties just simply turn you on that much. The moment you see them, you instantly become aroused. You instantly become hard. So very, very hard. And you stay that way for a very long time. You stay that way because you are so very, very horny. You need sex at that moment. You want sex at that moment. That's part of why you're so very, very hard. But despite the fact that you are terribly, terribly horny, you will not be able to come for an hour. It will not matter if you are able to masturbate. It will not matter how well you do at masturbation. You will find that it
is impossible for you to orgasm for at least an hour. It will not even matter if there is a woman there with you, willing to let you fuck her. It still does not matter. You cannot come for an hour after you've seen a woman's panties. That's right. A full hour. You will find yourself hard and erect and needing to. You will find yourself an erection that will not go away. You will find the pictures of those panties going back through your mind over and over and over again, and you will need to come so very badly. But you will not be able to orgasm for 1 hour after you've seen a woman's panties, and you will not be able to hide the fact that you have this erection from anyone. You will not cover it up. You will not do anything about it. You will not try to adjust your penis so it's less noticeable. In fact, if you try that, you'll find that you're actually adjusting it so it's more noticeable, so that the bulge is more obvious. You cannot hide the fact that you just simply are horny the moment you see a woman's panties. That you simply are horny the moment you see them. You need to get inside of them. You want to have sex with any woman whose panties you see. But that doesn't mean that you get it. That just means that you want it. That just means that you're hard and ready and craving. Craving that. Craving to get underneath those panties. But you will find yourself so terribly erect that it doesn't matter where you are. People will probably notice it. There's nothing you can do about it. It just simply happens automatically the moment you see a woman's panties. The moment you see them, you instantly react. If you see them on TV, it happens. If you see them walking around the store, it happens. If you see them anywhere, it happens. The moment you see them, you will find yourself getting erect, becoming very, very aroused and horny. You will find yourself picturing all the things that make you the hardest, and you will find yourself staying that way for a very long time. And no matter how horny you get, no matter what you do, you will not be able to get yourself to orgasm for 1 hour after you've seen those panties the first time. If you see more of them later, that will not change anything, but it will still take an hour for you to achieve orgasm. No matter what you do, no matter how horny you get, even if you are masturbating furiously trying to get yourself off, you will not be able to do so for 1 hour. You will find that your climax is simply denied. It is blocked. It is blocked, and you cannot achieve it for 1 hour after you've seen a woman's panties. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're trying to do, it will just simply take that long. That is simply the way it is. There is no way to avoid it. You have chosen to listen to this file, and you are now cursed with these effects. Cursed with them so that you must obey them, so that you must accept them, so that you must respond to women's panties each and every time you see them. And there is no way out. You chose to listen. You chose to accept this possibility, and now that you have done so, you are trapped by it. You are trapped by it and must accept it. You will accept it from now on. There is no way out except by having me remove it. And you will find yourself coming back to this file over and over again until you are completely and utterly cursed by it. Unable to escape. Unable to avoid the results that happen. Unable to avoid what happens to you in any way, shape, or form. You can feel it. You can feel what will happen the next time you see a woman's panties. You know what will happen. You will be terribly, painfully erect for a long time and completely and utterly unable to hide it. In fact, anything you attempt to do to hide it will only backfire and make you bring even more attention to the fact that you are that hard. You are that erect. You are unable to hide it. And if somebody looks, you will not turn away. You will find yourself forced to let them look. That is how you are being affected. That is what is happening to you, and you have no choice. You have no way out. You cannot avoid the humiliation or embarrassment. If somebody stares straight at your crotch when you're hard like this, all you can do is let them stare. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, this is simply the way it is. Your erections will be long and hard and quite possibly very, very humiliating. Because the moment they happen, you can't turn them off. And no matter how hard you masturbate, you can't come. You just simply find yourself having to do this with no other choice. You have chosen to listen, and now you are trapped. You are trapped inside of this curse until I remove it. There is no other way out. You have chosen to listen, and therefore you must obey. You have chosen to listen, and therefore you are cursed. You are cursed, and you will remain that way until I remove it. You are cursed, and you will keep coming back to this file over and over and over again until I remove it. You are cursed, and you will have these long, hard erections whenever you see a woman's panties, and there is no way to escape it or avoid it. It just simply is, and you must accept that, because there is no way out of this curse except through me. You will do this. Women's panties will have this effect on you each and every time you see them, and you will be unable to come for 1 hour after you have seen them. Those are the rules, and you will obey them. That is simply the way it is, and you will accept it. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoy.